We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
From Bel Air, we have Jabari Banks. Welcome.
Yep. What's going on?
How you feeling, my brother?
I'm great, man. How y'all?
Man, blessed, black, and highly favored.
Yeah, exactly. Blessed to be here. Blessed to be with y'all. This is incredible.
That's right. Congrats on the success of Bel Air thus far.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Did you feel a lot of pressure having to play such an iconic role?
Yeah, definitely the mm-hmm. pressure, but, you know, many talks with Will, many talks with Morgan Cooper, our creator, and, you know, they just reminded me to just be me, you know, mm-hmm. bring myself to the role, and, you know, it's exactly what Will was doing when he was being the Fresh Prince in the 90s, you know what I mean? He wasn't mm-hmm. trying to be nobody else, so that's what I had to do.
How'd you get into acting?
I got into acting in high school, and I sort of, you know, was just, like, dollying around, and then I went to college for it because my mom needed me to go to college, and I was like, I'll go to college for acting, and then...
Where are you from?
I'm from Philly and I'm from Maryland. I grew up in both
Philly?
Places.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And
West Philadelphia, born
yeah,
and raised.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy because I lived in West Philly with my uncle Phil.
Wow.
But his name is
Get
James.
Get the fuck out of here, Jabari. Stop.
Hold on. Listen. His name is James. James Brogan, right?
Yeah, okay.
But we called him Phil because he lived in Philly, and I lived with him for a long time, and so.
That's wild because you know Uncle Phil's real name was
James Avery.
James Avery.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of instances within the show, not just me, with everybody in the cast. You know what I mean? That kind of like intertwined them. With the story. But I went to school in Philly at University of the Arts, and then I fell in love with it then.
So did you tell people that story? Like, growing up being from Philly and having an uncle named Phil,
It didn't make sense. I mean, it didn't really register. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't really tripping off of it until everything clicked, and then it was like, oh, wow. Like, every part of my life has sort of led up to this.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Now, you were a Fresh Prince fan, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, all
yeah.
right.
Now, according to the PhillyVoice.com, the director, Morgan Cooper, he had a $25,000 budget to do a feature film teaser for Bel-Air with different actors. So how did that turn into this is going to be a show?
Well, so basically, you know, Morgan put the trailer out, you know, just out of love and out of a pure place. You know what I mean? He was just like, I love the Fresh Prince. I want to see this. I want to tell the story that I want to tell, you know? And he took that and he put it on YouTube. And I think within the first day, Will's company, Westbrook, they hit him up and, you know, they were like, we want to, you know, talk with you and develop this thing. And you know, I think a couple weeks after that, he was sitting with Will and he was talking about, you know, where we want to take this story. And, you know, years down the line, here we are.
Totally different tone, though.
Totally different tone.
What did you think when you saw that?
Yeah, break that down. Break down, if people haven't seen the show, the differences between what we've seen as a kid, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Bel-Air.
Yeah, well, you know, Bel-Air 2022 version is a dramatic retelling of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the quintessential 90s sitcom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all the characters that we know and love, but basically we get to dive deep into who they are and the actual stories that are going on in their lives. And, you know, it's a modern day retelling of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, basically. Mm-hmm. And when you think of the story, you know, our showrunner, T.J. Brady, he said it perfectly. He was like, we all know the story of the Joker. You know what I mean? But when we see Joaquin Phoenix do what he was doing, it was like, did you really think about it? You know what I mean? And we get to see the story. We get to see how Will ends up in Bel-Air. And it's going to be super exciting for, like, old fans and new fans. And, man, it's been crazy, the love around the project. Yeah.
Were you afraid to turn something that, I guess, was so happy? So I would call it bright. I'll call Fresh Prince of Bel-Air bright. Were you afraid to turn something like that dark?
Nah, I wasn't afraid of it. Because when I had seen Morgan's trailer, I was like, oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. And I was like, shit, I'd watch that. You know what I mean? And so I think it's important because it's a reflection of our world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, it's important to see that.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring. Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
How hands-on was Will Smith during the taping and all that?
Man, he was, you know what? I always say this. It was great that he wasn't, because he really gave us, he really left our retelling and our creation of these characters to our own volition. You know what I mean? And so that allowed us to create these, you know, characters that ourselves are in. You know what I mean? He didn't have his thumb on it. Hella, you know what I mean? And so I feel like that's what I appreciated about him. But, you know, he definitely gave us a lot of tips.
What about the other characters? Carlton and... Yeah. All them, did any of them come on set or did
yeah, we had a few talks with the original cast, so it was definitely a blessing to get their blessing and to see that torch passed. You know what I mean?
I always wonder, you know, if and I would love to ask Will this, but maybe he told you. Mm-hmm. I wonder would he have played that character differently now, because you know he's older now, and he always said that back then he was pretending to be somebody he wasn't.
Right, right.
So I wonder would he play that approach that character different now?
Definitely. Yeah. I feel, you know, like when he was, you know, doing the Fresh Prince thing, he had no acting chops at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he was just kind of up there just trying to figure it out. And I definitely think knowing what he knows now, it mm-hmm. definitely would have been different, but it wouldn't have been as raw.
So you got acting chops, so you weren't doing what Will, because he said Will used to be saying everybody's lines.
It was a little different for me. Yeah. It was a little different for me because I was a theater actor.
Oh.
And so this is my first time being in front of a camera, mm-hmm. in front of a 40-person, you know, camera crew, and so that was definitely a learning curve for sure.
How'd they discover you?
I just sent in my audition. Uh-huh. You know, with I had a manager, I had an agent that I got through a showcase,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they sent me the call. They were like, "Yo, there's this show called Bel Air, and for this character Will," and I was like, "Hold on, Bel Air, Will, what?" And then I saw the call, and I was like, okay, I could do this. I knew it was me. I just had to prove to everybody else, but I thought that they wanted, like, a big name. You know what I mean? I thought that they wanted somebody who was recognizable to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get this role. But, you know what I mean? I just had to surrender to the whole process. And so I sent him my call, and a couple weeks down the line.
What did you have to do on that first tape? Do you remember?
Yeah. It was a couple of scenes.
Did you have to? What did you
I had to rap. No. It was a couple of scenes. It was actually a scene with LeBron in it.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron was supposed to be in the first episode.
Really?
But, you know, it was, you know, budget and, you know. But,
well, he was supposed to be playing one of the people you were playing ball against?
No. He was just supposed to be at a Bel Air party. It was like, yo, that's LeBron.
Oh, gotcha,
you know
gotcha.
What I mean? So I did a scene where LeBron was in it. And as soon as I read the scenes, when I first got the script, I was like, oh, this show has something to say.
Expound on the surrendering to the process.
Yeah. For me, it was like... As an artist, we're always fighting against something when you're like an upcoming artist. You know what I mean? It's either like time, money, or resources. You understand? Mm-hmm. And so it always felt like there was a push and pull with me. It was like, I wish I could do this, but I need this, or I wish I could do this, but I need that. And I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna get where I'm gonna get, but I felt myself getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, because when it comes to like opportunity, like it really just like a lot of the times, like I feel that. You know, it's about like someone like reaching down sometimes and like being like giving this person mm-hmm. like, okay, I see you and I see your talent. I'm gonna take a chance on you. And I didn't know how I was gonna get to that point. So I remember there was a point in time where I was walking around this track in North Philly, the Temple's campus that I found, and I was studying my lines for the script, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a bee that flew across my face. And a lot of the times when bugs like fly across me or like get close to me, I'm like, then I swat, you know, I tense up. When there's cold water, I tense, you know what I mean? I want to stick a toe in. And I was like, I'm going to surrender to the universe, to nature. And I'm just going to, and that was like a big learning lesson for me throughout the whole process. Was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, you know what I mean? And that's okay.
Wow.
I'm okay with not knowing, you know what I mean? Because like now, like it's not in my hands. It's in the universe's hands. It's in God's hands, whatever you believe, you know what I mean? And just knowing that gives you peace. And so through that, I was able to just focus on me, because I feel like a lot of times as artists, the comparison is the thief of joy, mm-hmm. basically. You know what I mean? And so when you see yourself auditioning, you're like, oh, nah, he got more to look. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or he got more acting chops, or he's done more things than me. You know what I mean? And so you sort of just start tearing yourself down in that way, which was, I was blessed enough because it was over Zoom mm-hmm. that I didn't have to see the competition.
Gotcha.
So it was just me versus me. Gotcha. And so I just surrendered to the whole process, and I was like, I don't know. I was okay with not knowing.
How long did you let the beat sit there?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
It was flying. It was just buzzing. It was just buzzing.
Okay. I was like, you know what I mean? It sat on my face.
It flew by. It was hovering. You know how bees be. You know what I mean? They just be around.
You just weren't scared.
Yeah, I wasn't scared. I was just like, I'm just keep walking, doing me. You know what I mean? And that was just a big learning lesson for me. Like, I'll never forget that day.
Dope.
Yeah. Now, with Bel Air, are they recreating episodes that were done? Because there's so many iconic episodes. Like,
you know,
the father episode.
Right.
The pool hall episode. The drugs episode. Yeah. Like, are they recreating or are they doing new episodes?
They're doing new episodes, but they're recreating moments. I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, moments that are recognizable, they're going to be like, oh, okay. So if you've seen the pilot episode, mm-hmm. there's a moment where Will is on the plane and there's a glass full of OJ, you know, mm-hmm. champagne glass full of OJ. And that's just a callback to the original song, you know. And there's just moments, little small moments like that, that are gonna get the audience hyped. I mean, the OG fans, you know what I mean?
Did you have to learn how to rap, or did you know how to rap? Did you have that part done?
No, I was a rapper before I was an actor.
Oh, you was a rapper. Okay, yeah. So you rap. What was your rap name?
Big Bang. No, I've been through many rap names. I used to call myself Indy the Philosopher. Actually, Jabari Banks is my rap name.
Don't say that fast. We want to slow that down, too.
Indy the Philosopher.
Hey, bang. Yeah. Indy the Philosopher?
And I was in middle school.
Ask Charlamagne what his rap name is. What was your rap name?
Dizzy Van Winkle.
Like Dick Van Dyke.
No, like Dizzy. Like Rip Van Winkle mixed with Dizzy Devil.
Dick Van Dyke.
Remember Dizzy Devil from Looney Tunes? Huh? It was Tasmanian Devil, but then I think he had a son named Dizzy.
Dizzy Van Winkle.
Yeah, Dizzy Van Winkle. Oh, it was wild. Like, you know, Rip Van Winkle was sleep for mad long. Mm. And so I always felt like, you know, I was sleep for mad long. And then I woke up, like, mentally confused. So I was dizzy.
Oh, okay, got you. Because they were sleeping on you. No, I got you. I understand. Yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, okay, they're sleeping on you. So
I was in middle school.
Yeah. We was in middle school. You did some wild shit.
Works better for him. I think that's, you should.
No,
that's,
shut
that's
up.
A name.
Yeah, bro.
Now, you said that you learned so much from Will in 5 months. What are some of the things the Willy Llama taught you?
Willy Llama, right?
Yeah.
Nah, yo, it's been super enlightening for sure. You know, I feel like one of the bigger lessons that I've been taking with me, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot, is that he says, you know, don't let the success get to your head, don't let the failures get to your heart. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. And I've taken that with me. I'm just like, man, like, there's a lot of noise, and there's a lot of things that come into this business that aren't about the work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And to just stay about the work, because that's how you elevate. You know what I mean? That's how you inspire. That's what we do. That's why we do what we do.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Everything else around is kind of surrounding it, and it's like, okay, cool. That comes with the territory.
It's interesting, right? Because you want accolades, but those same accolades can make you a prisoner to the opinions of other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't really want that.
Yeah, like, no.
You gotta stay in here with yourself.
Right. Yeah. I mean, accolades are just—they're nice. You know what I mean? When they come around, but it's definitely all about the work for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me, you know what I mean? Because that's where I found my joy at. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I find joy being here. You know what I mean? Just talking. But you know what I mean? When I'm doing my work, when I'm doing something that makes me happy, that's what it's all about for me. But you know what I mean? The awards that come with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come with it.
So. When you thought about taking this or trying out for this, did you ever get nervous that you'd be always stuck as that character? Like, you look at Jaleel White, he's always stuck as Steve Rico.
I'm too dynamic for that. Mm. I knew that about myself. Like, I'm an artist that is transformative. You know what I mean? Like, I think you'll see that throughout the years. You know what I mean? I can transform, and I always knew that about myself. Like, I was a totally different person a year ago, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You'll look at that person and be like, who the hell is that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like down the line, mm-hmm. I want to take on roles that are going to give people a different perspective about how a black person can be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm super interested in being like in fantasy movies. You know what I mean? And seeing
fantasy science fiction,
and just like show. You ever seen Lovecraft Country?
Hell yeah,
that shit's fire. You know what I'm saying? Country. And like it was a moment where it was like, oh, like we can be, you know what I mean? We can exist in this type of, and it was like, this was a period piece, but it was also fantasy, mm-hmm. but it was also drama, and it was also, you know, sci-fi. And
it also lasted one season.
It also lasted one season, right?
Could not imagine seeing all these black people doing this science fictional stuff. That's what it seemed like. We had
Yeah, you know, I think that came down to budget. You know what I mean?
We had Ajinu Ellis.
Yeah,
Ajinu Ellis up here the other day.
And that's what she said. She said she feels like HBO couldn't see black people in that space for a long period of time.
I'm interested in opening up that realm.
Right.
I'm interested in opening up that story. You know what I mean? And I feel like I don't ever want to get stuck in just the box of he's Fresh Prince or he's done this. You know what I mean? That's not me. And I don't think I'll ever be that person. You know what I mean?
You know what's so interesting? That's such a great question Envy asked, because it's like that role is so iconic, right? Not just the role, because we're talking about, you know, there's a lot of iconic roles, but the person who played the role became an icon within itself.
Yeah.
So could you ever truly fill those shoes? I don't know if anybody would ever, and that's not a diss to you, I don't know if anybody would ever see you as the Fresh Prince.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in, like, actually filling, like, you know what I mean? I'm telling a story that I'm telling for a new generation at the end of the day, and this is opening up opportunity for me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And this is like giving me access for me to open up opportunity for the next person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so my story is my story. Will's story is his story.
Yeah.
We're not the same. You know what I mean? And like, I'm telling this story of the Fresh Prince, but like, you know, I'm telling this story of a 16-year-old young man from Philly that, mm-hmm. you know, gets sent to L.A., but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, our stories aren't the same. And, nobody will ever be Will Smith. He's one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one. And Jabari Banks is one-on-one.
Right.
You know what I mean? So...
I wonder if you could even tell this story if it wasn't for like the reruns of Fresh Prince playing all the time now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder. How much do you relate to the character?
A lot, man. Okay. It's been a really meta experience, bro. You know what I mean?
Down.
In a way that it's like when you see Will, you know, on Mulholland Drive with Jazz for the first time, he's like, damn, this shit is fucking crazy. It's crazy. That's Jabari too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so there's moments in the show where it's like, Will, the character, is having an experience and Jabari is having the same experience.
Wow.
And so it didn't feel like I was like, you know what I mean?
Were you having it in real life?
I'm having it in real life, but it didn't feel like it was like I had to act. It's just like I had to exist. You know what I mean? I had to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it makes sense. It's crazy, yeah.
So you mean like coming from Maryland, coming from
Philly,
and then having the tape out there, you was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's life changing. I seen you at the All-Star game. You're ringing the bell in Philly.
You're in
LA now. Yeah. So it's just a whole new life. And how are you adapting to that new world, that new life, new friends, new people in your life, new people asking you for money? How is that?
This shit definitely making me dizzy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's definitely making me like, you
Van
know.
Van Winkle.
Van Winkle, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it's just, you know, I'm definitely grateful always. That's what I move. I move in gratefulness, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of smoke. It's hazy right now. You know what I mean? There's a lot of noise. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm just grateful that I met the people that I met. I have a great support system. And I feel like that's what's most important when you out in LA and you're new and everybody wants a piece of you. You know what I mean? It's like you gotta have people around you that remind you to stay grounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's pulling you in three different directions. Like, you know what I mean? Like, And so, yeah, I mean, I'm just happy. I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? I can't say that I'm, you know what I mean, tired, or I can't say that. Like, that's our duality, you know what I mean? Like, that just comes with the territory. You get tired sometimes, but I'm always happy to be here, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, I would never want to be in another position, you know what I mean?
Has being a Philly native helped you with the role?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Definitely.
In what ways, you think?
Well, I mean, just when it comes to slang, lingo, just the energy, you know what I mean? It's it's very specific. And so, you know, being there and knowing the culture, you know what I'm saying? It was huge. It wasn't that's a hill too that you have to climb as an actor too. And it's like, damn, I'm not really from Jamaica, but you know what I mean? I gotta put on the Jamaican accent. You know what I mean? It's like, or I'm not really from this, that. I didn't have to do that. So right. But I'm interested in doing that as an actor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hot in here.
Well, take your denim off.
75 degrees today.
Hey,
you got that bubble-ass jacket.
You got a bubble jacket. You got a sweater on.
Yeah, I thought I was in New York.
Now, on social media, there's been a conversation on if Will is wrong for dating Carlton's ex.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
You know what I mean?
Not from a character perspective either. From a real life.
Real life?
Like, yeah.
Shit happens, bro.
Yeah.
That's like your brother, though.
That's not my brother. You know what I mean? That's not my brother, bro.
It's your cousin.
Like, brother.
No, it's my cousin. I don't know him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't know him. And, like, when you have a connection with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you can't run away from that. It's like, damn, bro.
That's your family, though.
He's already racked his brain. It's like, damn, I see the history. I know the history. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have that connection with somebody, it's like, what can we do?
Yeah.
You felt that, bro. It's like, I shouldn't be doing this right now, but...
Don't leave your girl around Jabari.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. You know this. You know this, though. Be honest with yourself.
But there's
always been that person in your life where you're like...
Now, I've been married 21 years, bro. You
I married her.
Right, now, you've been married 21 years. Okay, he's different.
I married her. I've been with my wife for 24... Yeah. We've been married since 2014, but we've been together for like 24 years.
But when you were 16?
I was with my wife. I was 16, she was 15. Try again.
Holy shit.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Now, yeah, I don't know who I'm talking about.
What are you trying to say, though? You trying to say, like, there's a one, when you meet certain women,
it's
you just know.
It's a connection that's undeniable.
Yeah, it's undeniable. You know what I mean? It's just like a, you it's not like, and it just surpasses all, you know what I mean, understanding. It's like, yeah, I understand that there's this history there, but. Yeah. You know, have these feelings.
That's a good perspective. I didn't look at it like that. I looked at it like, yo, cuz, that ain't the one you should wife because I smashed.
Nah. I feel you.
That's
but
how I looked at
you
it.
Know, when Will first met Lisa, like, he wasn't like, oh, this is Carlton's ex. He was like, who is this girl?
You know what I'm saying?
And like that initial thought is what's been driving him throughout the season.
Got you.
You know?
You know what I just thought about? It's ironic that your name, your last name is Banks. Really Banks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You might have been really meant to play this role.
You know
man.
What I mean? I feel that way. It's definitely been an experience that has been a spiritual one for all of us. You know what I mean? Like, there's each player in our ensemble has something in our lives that has twisted us and intertwined us with this project and aligned us with this project.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's divine.
What about the scene when Carlton's rapping with his white friends and allowing them to say the N-word? You ever been in that situation?
No, never.
Okay. Never. How would you have handled it?
Probably the same way that Will did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I've never been in that situation. Mm-hmm. I really resonate with Will in that situation. I think it's amazing that when I first read that scene, I was like, oh, this show has something to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's going to start conversation, and I think that's how we grow as a community. That's how we grow as a people. It's like we have these type of conversations. You know what I mean?
And that's unique because I know that probably happened at that school.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Remember when all the white kids wanted to be like Will?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they start turning their jackets inside out and shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, Jabari, we appreciate you for joining us. What's next for Jabari?
What's next for Jabari?
Yes.
Clothing mm-hmm. coming soon. Music coming soon. And
what kind of music? Because you know they're going to be expecting Fresh Prince. Parents just don't understand. Mama said knock you out.
Oh, no, no, no. It's totally different than that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What kind of music?
I said Will is one-on-one, Jabari is one-on-one. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm doing my own stuff. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm marrying R&B and hip-hop in a way that hasn't been done before. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to figure that out. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Still trying to find my voice in that. You know what I mean? It's like, I always say, like, I feel like Drake and Don Toliver are like, marrying R&B and hip-hop in a specific way, but totally different ways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally different voices. And I'm trying to find my voice in that.
Gotcha.
You know?
Just pay homage to the OG Ja Rule, too.
Yeah.
Now, are they keeping you in the family? Like, is Charlie Mack trying to manage you, or is he managing you?
Yo, you know what's crazy? I auditioned for Charlie Mack.
Yeah.
He was making a boy band called Brotherly Love. Mm-hmm. And he was like developing this band, and I auditioned for him like years ago.
Wow.
And I didn't make it. And I seen him on the red carpet, and I was like, yo, Charlie, you remember me? He was like, yeah, I remember you. You know what I mean? And,
wow.
You know, he was trying to hit on my mom and shit. But, yeah, you know, Charlie, yeah, you know, Charlie, you know, you
Charlie!
Know. No, Charlie's a guy, though. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Charlie Mack. All right.
Charlie Mack.
Big shout out to Charlie Mack.
It's Jabari Banks.
Seriously.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. So Jabari's still here, ladies and gentlemen. And the last thing he says, y'all ain't going to have me rap? We was trying to save you, Jabari. Sit your ass back down,
you
Jabari.
Save me.
Nah, sit your ass back down.
Oh, shit.
Now you know Charlamagne will give you, will fart on your bars if they're trash, so.
Charlamagne don't fart on shit.
Okay. That's the 12.
Let me hear.
Like.
Turn me up. Turn me up. Yeah. Hold on. Here you go. Okay. Yeah. Have you adjusted, they ask? How you been coping the past 6 months with everything that's been happening now? Yeah, now I'm back on they ass. Hold on, all right, got you. Have you adjusted, they ask? How you been coping the past 6 months with everything that's been happening now? Bari been back on they ass, Billboard hurting they necks. Looking up, like how the fuck this shit happened so fast? Now I'm on Fallon doing dances I did in my room. MJ sparkled the suit, let's go, hold on. All right, let's go. You get us on camera? Man, turn that shit up. Yeah, we freestyling. I'm up now. What's up? I said I'ma turn this world upside down. Yeah, told bitch niggas don't fuck with me. Yeah, I love that bitch. She lovely. And she in love with me. And she know this. Baby, I know you know this. Baby, I keep you focused. Baby, I keep you loving me. Hold on. All right, bet. I need some water.
I'm nodding my head to the beat now, not your ass.
Hold on.
I'm not my head.
My fault, Michael.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.